In 2008, Melissa Lucio of Texas was found guilty of capital murder and sentenced to be executed. She was accused of killing her 2-year-old daughter, Mariah. The prosecutor, Armando Villalobos, argued that Lucio beat her child. However, Lucio's defense team said Mariah's death was caused when she fell down a flight of stairs days earlier. Pathologist Dr. Norma J. Farley stated the child died from blunt force trauma and not a fall. Lucio's recorded statements during interrogation were deemed a confession. As stated on Wikipedia, quote, following Mariah's death, Lucio was arrested and questioned for 7 hours by Texas Ranger Victor Escalon without a lawyer present and without receiving food or water. She admitted to having spanked Mariah, but denied ever having abused her, which she repeated more than 100 times. She was then told by Escalon, quote, right now, it looks like you're a cold-blooded killer. Now, are you a cold-blooded killer or were you a frustrated mother who just took it out on Mariah? End quote. He continued by telling her, quote, we already know what happened. End quote. After several hours of interrogation, Lucio stated, quote, I guess I did it. I'm responsible. End quote. Escalon has stated that he knew Lucio was guilty by reading her body language. Lucio's lawyers argue that Lucio's mental and emotional predispositions prevented her from handling the interrogation process. Lucio had a troubled life. Abused sexually by her mother's boyfriend at the age of 7 until 9, she married at an early age of 16. From 2 marriages, she had 14 children. Her first husband was an addict and physically abusive. Judge Nelson refused to allow a social worker and psychologist to testify for Lucio's innocence at trial. He said a clinical social worker was unqualified to analyze body language. Notably, in Lucio's case, some evidence was not tested for DNA. Since the prosecutor had Lucio's confession, he ignored what may have proved a lack of DNA evidence. In post-conviction proceedings, Dr. Thomas Young, a forensic pathologist from Missouri, stated that Farley had reached the wrong conclusions. This was not the first time Farley had been wrong, as evident from her conclusions in a case against Manuel Velez. Notably, Johnny Galvin Jr., a juror, admitted to caving to pressure during jury deliberation and altered his choice from life in prison to the death penalty. The new district attorney conceded that exculpatory evidence had been withheld from the defense and supported a new trial. Just 2 days before the date of her execution in April of 2022, the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals granted a stay. The latest update, according to the Innocence Project website, is that, quote, the judge who presided over Melissa Lucio's original trial, Judge Nelson, asked the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals to overturn Ms. Lucio's conviction and death sentence. Four corners of justice diagram scoring. Electorate, -1. Lawmakers, -3. Investigators, -5. Prosecutor, -7. Judge, -5. Defense attorney, -3. Witnesses, -5. Jury, -3. Grand jury, -1. If you would like a free copy of the End of Justice ebook, please contact Yes to Hell With on the Substack.com platform. And always remember, the end of justice is the absence of truth.